6. 2002 Red Cloud Road, Fort Rucker, Alabama, 1955 hours, 6 February, 1992.
"These are really wonderful photos," Juan Fernando Castillo said.
He glanced up from the thick photo album on the coffee table in the Wilsons' living room and met Brigadier General Harold F. Wilson's eyes.
"They mean a lot to me, Don Fernando," the general said.
The last snapshot that Don Fernando was looking at was a 5x7 color photograph of Second Lieutenant Harold F. Wilson and WOJG Jorge A. Castillo, standing by the nose of an HU-1D helicopter of the 322nd Attack Helicopter Company. Both were smiling broadly. Don Fernando. No one had ever dared call him Don Juan, for the obvious reason, was a tall, heavy-set man with a full head of dark hair. He wore a well-tailored, nearly black, double-breasted, pinstriped suit. He looked very much like one of his grandsons, Fernando Manuel Lopez, who sat on one side of him on the Wilson's couch, and not at all like his other grandson, Carlos Guillermo Castillo, who sat on the other side of him.
"Let me tell you what I've decided to do with those photos, Don Fernando," Wilson said. "And a good decision is a good decision, even if it is made much longer after it should have been."
"Excuse me," Don Fernando said.
"I have decided that many of them should be hanging, suitably framed, in the Jorge Castillo classroom building. The first thing Monday morning, I will take them to our state-of-the-art photo lab."
"I think that's a very good idea, General," Don Fernando said.
"You're not going to stop that, are you? Calling me General."
"You have to understand, Harry," Don Fernando said, "that I never got any higher than Major, and never very close to General officers."
"When Jorge and I were in Nam, we thought majors were God," Wilson said.
"So did we majors in Korea,"
Don Fernando said. They laughed.
"I never thought majors were God. Did you, gringo?"
Fernando Lopez asked Charlie in a mock, innocent tone.
"Fernando,"
Doña Alicia Castillo said. The wife of Don Fernando and grandmother of Fernando Lopez and Charlie Castillo was a slight woman, her black hair heavily streaked with gray and pulled tight around her head. She wore a single strand of large pearls around her neck. Her only other jewelry consisted of 2 gold miniature branch insignias, armor and aviation, honoring Fernando and Charlie, respectively, pinned to the bosom of her simple black dress and her wedding and engagement rings. She was an elegant, dignified, and formidable lady. Don Fernando smiled.
"My darling, Fernando's been calling him that from the moment Carlos got off the plane. What makes you think he'll stop now?"
"Actually, Fernando," Charlie said, "now that I think about it, no, I never thought majors were godlike. Other comparisons, however, have occurred to me from time to time."
Doña Alicia shook her head.
"May I finish, gentlemen?" Wilson asked. "As I was saying, I will order that they be copied with great care, enlarged, and 3 copies made of each. You should have your complete set in San Antonio by Friday."
"Oh, my God, you don't have to do that," Don Fernando said.
"Oh, yes, I do. I'm only sorry that I didn't."
"What happened, happened," Don Fernando said. "You tried."
"And our number is unlisted," Doña Alicia said. "You couldn't be expected to find someone who isn't in the book."
"My wife and I were deeply touched by your letter," Don Fernando said.
"Yes, we were, Harry," Doña Alicia said. "It was heartfelt. And then the maid threw it out before I could reply. Things happened that kept us from getting together before this. I'm just so glad it finally happened."
"General,"
Castillo said, "may I ask a question?"
"Of course, Charlie."
Sir, aren't you a little concerned that somebody might recognize the second lieutenant standing next to my father?
Yes, I am. But I don't see what I can do about that, do you?
I don't understand, Doña Alicia said.
For what it's worth, General, I hope a lot of people do, Castillo said. The general didn't reply.
Thank you, Charlie,
Mrs. Bethany Wilson said.
And so do I.
I have hanging in my office, Don Fernando said, Jorge's medal and a photograph, a terrible one taken when he graduated from flight school. I will replace the photograph with this one.
That's a great idea, Charlie said.
Doña Alicia asked, what about, would this be possible, getting a photo of the plaque on that building to put beside it? Or perhaps having a replica made for the same purpose?
Abuela, Charlie said, trust me, that's a lousy idea.
Why is it a lousy idea?
The gringo's right, Abuela, Fernando said. Just the photo. The photo's a great idea.
Don't call Carlos that,
Doña Alicia said, but then she let the matter drop.